Because of a steep enrollment advantage across the city, it has been said many times that whoever wins the Democratic primary assuredly will be the next mayor of Albany after 20 years of Jerry Jennings. City voters have much to consider Tuesday when they cast their ballots. Sunday's YNN Siena poll gave Albany City Treasurer Kathy Sheehan a wide lead, 68% to 20% for Corey Ellis. The defining issues have come into focus. Siena pollster Steve Greenberg.
Economic development, city taxes were the top two issues. 30% of voters said they made their decision based on economic development issues, 27% on city tax issues. So that's more than half the electorate made their decisions on pocketbook issues.
Metroland and the Times Union cited those pocketbook issues in recent endorsements of Sheehan. Supporters and political observers believe Sheehan's knowledge of the city budget and familiarity with city finances has strengthened her campaign. Sheehan says she appreciates the endorsements and describes her quest for mayor as an incredible experience.
The part that I enjoy the most is my ability to knock on doors, talk to people, answer questions, and really have a very engaged and very public opportunity to talk with people, to get to understand the issues that people have in every neighborhood in our city.
When it comes to knocking on doors, Ellis, who came close to beating Jennings in the last primary, vows he'll campaign up to the last minute, undaunted by any poll or endorsement. He claims he is the clear choice of change for this city.
A lot of people, including the Times Union, a lot of other people, makes their decisions based off of money. Who can raise the most money? 4 years ago, we didn't have much money, and we almost defeated a popular four-term incumbent. So I don't see this as an uphill battle. I see this as 4 years ago, we made our mark. 4 years ago, people heard and saw Corey Ellis. And I believe this time around, they're going to reward us for the hard work we did 4 years ago and for our continued commitment to our city. I didn't just show up yesterday.
58% of likely voters polled by YNN Siena have a favorable view of Ellis, a former city councilman, while 76% have a favorable view of Sheehan. The candidates reiterate they have identified issues dear to voters.
The future of Albany is very bright, notwithstanding the fiscal challenges that we are facing. I believe that my management style, my business experience, and my leadership style will help us to roll up our sleeves, get down to the business of creating a city government that we can all afford, and provide incredible potential for future investment in our city and growth in our city.
I understand our financial situations, and I know how we can come out of those situations because we're going to have to make tough choices throughout our city government, and I'm ready to make those tough choices. We're going to have a transition team put together, and those who we feel have the talent and the passion and the qualifications to work for my administration, they will.
You can tell from that clip why voters in that YNN Siena poll gave both Sheehan and Ellis high marks for favorability. The primary is Tuesday, with polls open noon to 9 p.m. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.